Love. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's really great for us to be playing back in this wonderful, fantastic club. If I lived around here, I'd be down here every night. It's a fantastic, great food. Did you have good food? Really fantastic food. And also, I'd like to really welcome you and thank you to coming to the show this evening to celebrate our 50th anniversary. It's not every day you can say that. We're going to be playing. We're going to be playing songs right back from the very, very beginning. Which we, well, kind of, we did. We did right back from '64. We actually, the band started in '61, but we made our first record in '64. And the first few songs were from that era. But the last song is from our new album. It's the title track, "Breathe Out, Breathe In," which we played on the Jimmy Fallon show last week. Did anyone see the Jimmy Fallon show? What a great night. And it was so good for us because, I mean, the first time we came to America was in 1964. And then for us to come over and play on a TV show now, it was just magical for us, magical. And I'm so glad that so many of you saw that show. What a great bloke, wonderful show. But during the evening, we're going to keep doing what I was just talking about, just going backwards and forwards and trying to confuse you what year we're in. The terrible thing is we confuse ourselves too. But one thing I must say is every song we play tonight has a connection to us. And some are going to sound a little bit obscure. But they do have a connection to us, and you know, if you want to come and question us afterwards, we can elaborate on that. This next song is a wonderful old Tamla Motown song. I was very fortunate to record with Dave Stewart, and we had a huge hit in Europe with this. Sadly, between you and me, it wasn't a hit in America. This was a little disappointing, but life goes on. It's a Tamla Motown song you will all know. Please join in. We just get so lifted if you sing with us. If you don't know the words, it doesn't matter because neither do we. But I would just say that there's lots of ooing in this. So seriously, if you don't know the words, just oo. What becomes of the broken hearted? Oh, Well, yeah, that was another song from the new album, Breathe Out, Breathe In. And, we're really gratified by this album because it's only been out for a few weeks, yet we've had some really stunning reviews in the UK from it. And now we're starting to get that in the US too, which is very gratifying, actually, to release a new album now and get that sort of reaction to it. We'll be playing just a few throughout the evening. That last one was written by me, the next one's written by Cole. It's a great song called Any Other Way.
Suddenly your presence filled the air. Nothing. Well, thank you very much. We're gonna go from a very new album, as that is, way back now to an album which we made in 1967. Now, this album has a very strange story to it, because even though On It was the biggest hit record that we ever had around the world, it was number one in almost every country in the world, even so, the album didn't really sell at the time. And then 15 years later, it gradually started to pick up momentum, pick up speed, to pick up sales. In fact, it sells more every year now than it ever did when it first came out. I mean, it's never going to be Dark Side of the Moon, I know, but at the same time, it sells very healthily now. The first guy that I remember talking about it at the time was Paul Weller. When Paul Weller was number one with The Jam, he was asked what his favourite album of all time was, and to our astonishment, he named our particular album, the one we made in 67. And since then, lots of young bands, I'm proud to say, lots of emerging young bands that have said kind things about it, right up until the present day, actually. In fact, just a couple of things spring to mind. About a few months ago, Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters was talking about, he was doing an interview on Scandinavian television, and there was this little section where they said, what is the song that, in inverted commas, changed your life? And he chose the first track from this particular album. And in fact, the Foo Fighters have covered yet another song from this album on their new vinyl album, Medium Rare. So that's very nice. And then on the other side of the coin, the hottest young indie band in the UK at the moment is a group called The Vaccines. And they did a 45-second video just about a month ago in which they quoted their famous... they were talking about their favourite album of all time, and they chose this album again. So we would love to do four or five songs from this album here. Yeah. The album is called Odyssey and Oracle. And we're going to start with a gentle ballad from the song. This one is called A Rose for Emily.
The summer is here at last. The sky is overcast. No one brings a rose for Emily. She watches her flowers grow. The lovers come and go. To give each other roses from a tree. Not a rose for Emily. Roses are fading now. She keeps her pride somehow. It's all she has, protecting her from the rain. And as the years go by, she will grow old and die. As the years go.
And now the song that Dave Grohl likes amongst us one is called Care of Cell 44. Those two songs were two of my songs. We're now going to do one from the album written by Chris White, the original bass player with the band. And this is the one that the Foo Fighters actually covered on their new album. This one is called This Will Be Our New.
Thank you.
Well, this is obviously a very hip crowd. Should we do one more for Wallacey? Yeah. Well, we'd love to do another Chris White song in that case. And this is a lovely song that he wrote called Beechwood Park. This Odyssey section with two more of my songs. One is called I Want Her, She Wants Me, and the second one is called Time of the Season. So easy, there's nothing on my mind. And life seems kind of how on her she wants me. And as I look around, thank you. We're going to do just one more song from the new album. That was from the new album. Let me tell you the story of this song. About 18 months ago, we were doing a festival in France. It was a beautiful festival. Suddenly the heavens opened and it rained absolutely cats and dogs and everything had to stop. And we had to go backstage for half an hour. And while we were backstage, our new boy, because I don't know if quite a lot of you will know here that quite a few years ago, our very original guitarist, Paul Atkinson, very sadly passed away. 18 months ago, Tom joined us, and he was a great addition because not only is he a great electric player, but he's a great acoustic player, as you're about to hear.
Yeah.
So he was backstage, and he started playing this riff, and I said, Tom, what are you playing? That's beautiful. And he said, oh, it's just something that I, you know, work on sometimes. And I said, look, we've got to make a song out of this. And the beginning of the song that you're about to hear will be the riff, exactly as I heard it backstage at that French festival. So we fashioned a song between us out of it. And from the new album, it's one of my favourite cuts of it. And it's called A Moment in Time.
Oh,
Thank you.
Well, we are doing the next song, really, to a friend of ours who's in the audience tonight. And we're very pleased that Darian Sahanaja, who plays with the Brian Wilson Band, has come to see us somewhere here tonight. I don't know where he is. But the last time we saw him, I don't know, about a year ago or more, he said, why don't you ever do this particular song in your set? And we thought about it, and we thought, yeah, why don't we ever do it? We never used to do it originally. And why didn't we do it then, and why don't we do it now? So we are doing it now live, and this one's dedicated to Darian. And so we're going to do two old singles from 1965. So we're going to go back again, right from the new album, all the way back to 1965. The first single is called Whenever You're Ready, and the second one is called Tell Her No.
Oh,
We were talking backstage about connections, and we suddenly realised what a huge number of connections there are between us all and between the music we all play and all the bands we've been in. It's really quite extraordinary. I'll just name one or two that come to mind. First of all, the guy that's playing bass with us today, Jim Rodford, is actually my cousin. And Jim, we actually asked Jim to be in the band before we formed, as we were forming it. And he said no at the time because he was in a great local band. But he actually ferried us to the very first rehearsal we had. He loaned us the gear from his first band, the Blue Tones. And we practiced on that gear. He even taught Hugh the very first bass drum and sort of snare feel, which, to be fair, Hugh picked up within about 4 seconds. It was absolutely brilliant. But he was there right at the beginning. So there's one connection. Another connection is the fact that when the original version of the Zombies split up, almost immediately Colin made a great album called One Year. And he had a single, which was a huge European hit on this album. And that single, Say You Don't Mind. Now, it was done very much in a string version way. And I produced that album along with Chris White. And Jim played on the album. I played on the album. Huge number of connections there. And another connection is that Say You Don't Mind used to be the number in a rock and roll version that the Zombies always used to finish their set with when we were first together. So all that's very interesting. And then when Argent formed, which was the band that I formed just after the Zombies, the biggest hit that we ever had, most people just assumed that I wrote it. I didn't write it. It was written by Chris White, the original bass player in the Zombies. And we would love to do it for you now. This one is called Hold Your Head Up.
Thank you. really a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Before we do the final song tonight, there's just one or two things that we have to say. And one is that people are always asking Colin and me, why are you still doing this after all this time? And I'll tell you what, there's only one reason, because, you know, it does get pretty tough and tedious sometimes traveling on the road. It's just hundreds and hundreds of miles every day in, day out, you know, sort of squeezed up in bus, etc., etc. But I tell you what makes it worth it is the privilege of being able to play on stage every night with such a fantastic amount of energy with this fantastic band. You heard some great playing tonight from the new boy, as I said, a great addition to the band, not only a great electric player, but great acoustic player and fantastic in the studio. He's what really made it such a... He's one of the reasons that it made such a joy to actually record the album that we've just finished. So let me hear from Tom Toomey. And on the drums, someone who's not just a powerhouse of a drummer, as you've heard tonight, but also a wonderful all-round musician. He's a great bass player, great guitarist. He writes scores for television back in the UK. He was in a hit European band a few years ago in his own right. The wonderful Mr. Steve Offord on the drums. And on the bass, something of a legend, because I've already told you he was there on the very first day that we formed. I've already told you that he was founder member with me of Argent. But after Argent, for 20 years and on their biggest ever selling records in the US, he was bass player with the Kinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
He also used to play in Lonnie Donegan's band, and he's played from time to time with the Animals and other legendary people. It's the legendary Jim Rodman of that.
And how about a big welcome to Rod Argent and Colin Blunstone. Come on, everybody!
Yeah!
Say because we're so enthusiastic about it, and we really feel it's the best thing that we've been involved with for years. I told you that we've had some really stunning reviews, and that's so gratifying. And in fact, we were so pleased about that, that before we came over, we posted the first two or three reviews that we'd had. And so if any of you passed the merchandise desk, you would actually see these reviews from Q and Uncut, and I think it's the Daily Mail, or I can't remember now what we put up there. But just to prove that we're not lying to you, those reviews are actually there. And if anyone wants a memento, we've got some copies of the album that we have signed. I promise you we spend an hour before the show tonight signing these things. They are our signatures. But if you don't want to buy a copy of the album, that's fine. But do check out our website. I please ask you to at least have a look at things on the website, because the website is thezombies.net. Don't look up zombies.net. You'll get a most appalling site if you do that. But if you look up thezombies.net, you can see all sorts of videos of the new tracks on the album, of us making those tracks. And so you can sort of check in and have a look at those. So I urge you to do that at least. But it only remains to say, it's such a joy to come back always to the US now, and we really look forward to the gig tonight, and you guys haven't let us down. It's been fantastic. Thank you so much for coming to see us. And we would love to finish with the first hit we ever had, that She's Not There. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'd love to do two more songs for you. Okay, it's going to be one Argent song and one Zombies song to finish off the evening. Let me say, when we do the first one, some people think, why are they doing this? Because this was a number one hit record for another band several years ago. But you've got to listen to this with no preconceptions, because in 1973, Argent wrote, recorded, and had a huge European hit with this record. We did it first. And the thing is, I have to tell you, we were just thinking the other day, we did a fantastic festival in 73 in Amsterdam. We went to Amsterdam, and it was a festival with The Who, The Eagles were playing, The Faces were playing, oh God, I can't think of who we are. Collins' solo band was playing, Argent were playing. It was a fantastic night, and I remember really clearly, because we just had this record out, Rod Stewart making his way up to us and saying, man, I love your new record. So you have to hear this without preconceptions. This is the original version of God Gave Rock and Roll to You. We'll be right back.
Thank you. It was a very final goodbye. Well, you proved a little bit that you were starting to sing a little bit there. So you've got to try and help us with this one and sing a little bit on this one. This is one of the most beautiful songs ever written. Written by an American, a great American composer. This was going to be our first single, even before She's Not There. It's the first track we ever recorded. And we would love to do this beautiful song for you now. It's called Summertime.
Summertime, and the living is easy.